Welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Andy Morrison, and with me in the studio today, we have three folks. We have Kendra Clouser. Kendra is the Theater Program Director for Vincennes University. We have Peter Hesselgrave, who is wrote one of the plays that we're going to be talking about. And evidently, from what I understand, Peter is an all-around Renaissance man, knows lots of things about lots of things. And we have an actor that's in one of the plays here at Vincennes University, Enias Wilson. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks for inviting us.
All right, we're going to start with Kendra. Kendra, you're the theater program director, so give us an overview of what we're talking about today.
Well, for our winter show, we have a really exciting opportunity. We've invited two playwrights who are alumni of Vincennes University to write original one acts. And the first one is one that Peter Hesselgrave wrote called The Parable of the Laborer. And the second one is by Liz Ruppel, who is also our stage manager and has been for several years. And it is Secrets of the Chief. And even though they didn't work in tandem on these plays, they fit together very well. They're kind of a little existential, but about people who are finding their way, about struggles in life, but in a comedic way. There are moments of seriousness. There are moments of joy. It's really a great way to, both of them are really great way to consider life and I think most people will find moments that they completely identify with.
Oh, very good, very good. Let's move over to the next guest, Mr. Peter Hesselgrave. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
And tell us a little bit about yourself before we talk about your work.
So I'm a VU student. This is my seventh year. I have a culinary degree, my education bachelor's degree. And then I'm currently working on my theater arts, my family consumer science, and an associate's in secondary education.
Now back up a minute. I think most people know that VU is either a two-year and in some cases a four-year school. You're saying you're in your seventh year here.
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, that's why we were saying in the intro that you're the true Renaissance man. You know a little bit about a lot of things.
I've worn a lot of hats, yes.
All right. Peter, tell us about the one-act play that you've written.
Yes, so I wrote The Parable of the Laborer, which will be the second half of the double feature. It's a story of an intern working in an office space, and we watch his kind of like how his morning starts and how he is basically doing the same thing every day. And we see as he starts trying to find ways to change his day and seeing kind of how the world around him changes as he makes changes himself.
So where did the idea come from?
I've always loved that idea of like the kind of Groundhog's Day idea of that repeating and making those changes while everything around you doesn't know any different. I actually, for my playwriting class I took for theater arts, wrote a version of this play that we put on then, and then when approached about this idea, I decided to rehash it and kind of rewrite it for a larger cast.
And is this the first time that it will be performed in its current form in its entirety?
That is correct, yes.
So are you you anxious, a little nervous? What
definitely a little nervous, but honestly, everyone's doing an amazing job. It's been amazing watching it come together, and I really believe that they're going to do an amazing job putting it on.
Okay, we'll talk about the who, what, when, and where in just a few minutes, and we'll get everybody so we can come out and see your one-act play. Now, do you know anything too much? I know we don't have the other playwright here, but do you know much about the other one that's going to be?
I do, yes. I'm actually roommates with the other playwright. It worked out that way. So that one is a story of, it's kind of a spy play. We're watching these two spies as they try to take down this villain, and we see as they're kind of retelling this to their chief. And we kind of get to learn more about those characters and kind of what truly makes them tick.
Okay, very good. Let's move over to Enias Wilson. Enias, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
And you're one of the actors. Which play are you in?
I'm in both of them.
Okay, so you're going to be in both of them. So two different characters, obviously. Tell us about the characters that you will be playing.
So I'm going to start off with Gustavo. So Gustavo is one of the spies who has to retell the story for the chief, and he's clearly the brains of the operation.
Okay.
The smartest character and the best character. I based his outfit off of a video game character, so that was pretty fire. And then going over to Andy. Andy is the office worker who doesn't really speak or anything. He just moves and can only tell based off his gestures. Mm-hmm. Gestures. And then he has a continuous butting heads with a narrator who basically writes his story, but I can't dive too far.
Yeah, don't give away all the secrets. And what's the hardest part about being an actor, period, and or in these two one-act plays?
I say the hardest part about being an actor for me is just knowing when I'm doing too much and when I'm not doing too much. Because personally, I feel like I might try to go overboard with like doing a certain movement, and then I'd have to cut back on that. And then sometimes I feel like I'm not doing enough, but then I might actually be doing the right thing. And then putting that for two different characters, it's not really overwhelming. It's more like just me just learning how to multitask better.
What the flip side, what's the best part?
Oh, the best part. Being able to put myself to the ultimate test of how good am I at this? Can I get better off this? And can I be more than what I was before?
I got you. I asked Peter the same question. How are you feeling? Are you anxious? Are you excited? What are you feeling as we get ready to put this on the stage?
I'm a mixture of both anxious and excited, because I'm really excited to put their plays out there and be like the actor to be able to help put it out there. And then anxious because I'm worried about messing up lines or getting the wrong movements and stuff out on stage.
Now, is it nerve-wracking having the man who wrote the play staring at you with both eyes as you read the words that he wrote?
Yes.
And reversing that, Peter, for you, what is it like to have to translate what you've written and what you want to happen through an actor?
Honestly, I don't think I could have asked for a better cast of actors, because they've done an amazing job of taking our work and kind of reading between the lines and asking us questions. A lot of times with actors, we don't get to really ask questions of the playwrights because, you know, it's just some person in New York or California, some big person that wrote this play, or someone that's not even alive. But having us in the room gives me peace of mind, because I feel like, yeah, it's going exactly how I wrote it, and they're making changes and I'm seeing, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
But then for them, if they have questions, they can just ask us. They can just be like, hey, what does this line mean? And we can tell them, and I think it's been an amazing opportunity for both sides.
And as you're going through rehearsals and whatnot, has the play progressed? Has it changed? Has it, you know, a different person with a different perspective and a different take? Did you think, oh, I never even thought of that. Maybe we should do it this way or that way?
Definitely, at least for, I can speak for my play, there's definitely been a few lines where they're saying it a way that wasn't how I said it in my head when I wrote it. I'm like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. And I don't correct it because, I mean, they're doing it great, and it's the story's still working, and sometimes it's making small changes to it that are really interesting to see.
Okay. A couple more questions for both of you guys, and we'll go back to Elias Wilson. Elias, where do you want to take this? Do you want to be an actor we'll see on the big screen someday, or do you have different plans?
I definitely do want to take it to the big screen, but also I think I might also want to go into doing business as well to make a little extra money on the side.
Sure. Same question for you, Peter.
I don't know about the big screen personally, but as someone who has an education background, it's definitely something I'm keeping open. I mean, schools have a need for, you know, theater, and so maybe playwriting for that could become a thing as well.
Very good. This is the Community Connection. We're talking with Kendra Clouser. She is the theater program director. We're talking with Peter Hesselgrave. He has written one of the one-act plays that we'll be seeing, and Enias Wilson, who is an actor in both of our plays. And we'll come back over to you, Kendra. Let's give the who, what, whens, and wheres, and whys, and where can people come and see these plays performed?
Sure. So the plays are going to be formed starting on Thursday, February 19th. And then we have Friday, February 20th, Saturday, February 21st, and Sunday, February 22nd. On the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st, it starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sunday, the 22nd, it's at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, it's in Red Skelton Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $12 for adults, $7 for seniors, citizens, and $5 for non-VU students with student IDs. And then for VU students, faculty, and staff, they are free.
Okay, very good. Do folks need to get the tickets in advance?
They can, but usually there are tickets available when you come in, and it is general seating.
Okay, so where, right to front row center, that's where you want to be, right?
About there, yes.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Okay, we'll go around the horn here. We'll start over here. Anais, anything else that you'd like to add before we let you go today?
Not really, no.
Okay, very good. Peter, same question.
We're excited, and we hope everyone comes and sees it because it's going to be a good time.
All right. Kendra, we'll give you the last word. Anything you'd like to add that we haven't talked about yet?
Please. I encourage everyone to come see, not only to support the students. We both have students and community members in the show, but also to support these great original works. It is wonderful that we have people with such talent in this community. And so I ask everyone to come and see it. We would love to have you join us in this wonderful performance.
All right, very good. Thanks for being here with us today. This has been the Community Connection. I'm Andy Morrison.